The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. And my good co-host and friend, Mr. Rector, is back from his world travels.
World travels
week.
Back.
Down in the southern part of the United States. Mm-hmm. And you said a little warm down there.
Yeah. I was in a safe place down there. I want to tell everybody that. But it was very warm down there. It's not somewhere I would want to live for sure. So when you get up in the morning, it's already 82 degrees to start out with. And it's not much place to go but up from there.
So. No breeze and got warmer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, you said you were close to Cape Canaveral.
Yeah, my buddy lives in a place called Merritt Island, which is right there in Cocoa Beach and Cape Canaveral, and you can actually sit his back porch and watch the rockets take off from right there. So might be a future trip to go back and see one take off. And while I was gone, evidently we had an earthquake here. Is that true?
We had an earthquake in Sparta, North Carolina, up on the Virginia line.
My gosh, 2020.
Everybody says they felt it down here. Yeah. I didn't, but everybody else did.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people say they did. It was kind of crazy. I kept calling it a hurricane because I just couldn't make myself say earthquake.
It was a 5.1. And what was it, Stephen? The last one was 1989 or somewhere along there, and then the 1800s before that.
Yeah.
I think it was like 100 years ago.
1916 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 1916 or 1917, and then that was like a 5.2.
It was something in 89, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, Loma Prieta, the Bay Area earthquake out in California. I was there for that. Yeah. Actually, at Game 3 of the World Series.
That's
for that.
Right.
Candlestick, yeah.
I remember seeing that.
I saw it on TV.
Yeah. I saw it there.
I don't think I'd want to be there when the earthquake hit.
Nah.
No, it wasn't until actually you got outside. I mean, when the people inside the stadium, they all cheered because they're pretty hardened to such things, Bay Area. You know, they get tremors and stuff all the time because they're right on the San Andreas Fault. It was when you left the ballpark and saw the devastation out there, the highway that we drove in on from Sacramento to the ballpark was collapsed, and I mean, it was just devastating.
Yeah, I remember pictures of that, and some of the interstate system disappeared just about. They were stacked on top of each other.
Yeah, just collapsed.
Yeah.
I guess every part of the country has to deal with certain things, but earthquake wasn't one we usually have to deal with over here.
No.
And I don't think I want to deal with them on a regular basis.
Nah.
Which is why I'm not in California anymore.
That would make good sense to me.
One of the many reasons.
Yeah, that'd be a whole list of reasons for that.
Yeah.
Well, all my life, California is supposed to be falling into the ocean, and it hadn't happened
still
yet.
Still hadn't happened.
I'm not going to hold my breath.
No.
But I forgot what the guy said is. The rocks are so old here that it magnified the least little bit of tremor. And
oh, really?
Yeah. It really wasn't a big seismic drop or something like that. It was more just
vibration.
It was more vibration.
Yeah, because this one last week was like underground.
Right.
So that was fortunate. But yeah, a lot of people felt it. My wife did. I slept through it.
Me too. I value sleep as I've gotten older.
Yes.
That's Steve's one day to sleep in.
Yeah, I'm pretty
much. Earthquake.
I didn't want to get up this morning. I don't know why, but I wanted to stay there.
It's cloudy and a little drizzly. When I came in, it was a little drizzle, and it evidently seems like it's going to get some rain, at least by lunchtime, maybe.
They afternoon. Have called for rain every day this week, and we got a little bit.
We didn't get any yesterday, did we?
We did last night.
Oh, late last, yeah.
Not much, but a little bit. But Thursday, I guess it was.
Thursday hung around and didn't come to three o'clock.
Three o'clock.
Yeah, we had a heavy downpour right there.
Oh, the bottom fell out. And that's when I sent everybody but Pat home because And it wasn't the rain, it was the lightning. Mm-hmm. It was cracking there for a little while. Oh, yeah, it was.
And we got it Wednesday night, and so we've had to continue with this rain, which it surprises me, but...
August, we're not generally known for a lot of moisture, but...
Yeah.
It's hard to believe we're halfway through the month of August.
I know, man. We were...
Today's the 15th.
Ordering seed and everything for the fall. I don't know why my brain can't comprehend what time of year it is. It just blows me away. And we're ordering furniture, and the guy told me it'd be 2 months. And so I'm like, well, it's going to be October. I'm like, October? That's like a long way away, but it's not. It's only 2 months away. So
we're, what, 2 weeks from Labor Day?
Yeah. I guess it's a late Labor Day this day, isn't it? The 7th. So I guess that's as late as it could be.
I guess. I don't know.
That's the first Monday of September.
Yep. And it's kind of, part of it, I think it was a late spring and a late summer.
Yeah.
Because I've got crepe myrtles that have only been blooming a couple of weeks, and then about 6 weeks behind.
Yeah.
And it's good thing with all this rain, the plants they've loved it. We got some of the best looking stuff
flushing out.
We've had flushed out big time, but we've had a long time. Now, business has slowed up a little bit this week, mainly because of the threat of rain every day, but we'll see. I mean, we're already starting to book up for fall, and I'm expecting probably by the end of the week, September's going to be gone, so. Mm-hmm. The way it's going, so
that's a good thing.
Yeah, people been waiting to make a decision if you want it.
Yeah,
done,
so if you want it done, that's
you
good.
Need to get on the list. So, because what'll happen? They'll call about the middle of September, want it done next week, and I'm gonna have to say it's gonna be 6 weeks. So, but that happens every year. Boy, that's a quick break. I think Mr. Stone over there is messing with me. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Bagard makes pool care a cinch with simple systems broken down into three easy steps. This is Barrett Elder. Following our simple program, you can sanitize and kill bacteria and destroy contaminants using algicide to stop the algae.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Unsure what needs to be done in your yard? Looks like more work than you want to tackle? Give us a call at 329-1080. Rolling Hills, serving the York County area for over 40 years.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. And like I say, we're mid-August now, so it's kind of a tough time for horticulture and things like that. But, you know, it's still a good time to plant. But I think the problem is, it's so hot that people don't really want to get out in the yard and mess. The plants don't really care. They're the nursery sitting on the ground in the black pot, and they just soon be in the ground. They don't really care one way or the other. So, the heat, the rain, they love the rain, so it's not going to really bother them, but it bothers the person putting them in the ground. And it has been kind of rough this week. So what's happening in the Carolina Fresh world?
Well, you said you've slowed down a little bit. We've actually slowed down a little bit with foot traffic, I guess, in the afternoon. It kind of gets a little stagnant, but we've got a lot of landscapers and the homeowners doing their thing, too. And it's just been exciting to see what kind of the whole year that we've had. And I remember when I was there years ago, you know, after July 4th, it was desolate until – really seeding time in September, but
not anymore.
We got our seed ordered, and I know everybody that has a fescue yard, I've seen some that look good, and even though we've had all this rain, it's just not a good time for a fescue lawn. And I've had a lot of people come in like, I'm tired of it, I want to do zoysia, and So there's still time to change your yard over that way if you want to, or it's time to get ready to seed, which that's just the thing you have to do with fescue lawns. You have to spray your weeds out, aerate, seed them every year. It's just one of those things you do.
And the problem, though, right now, if you've got any kind of shade, Bermuda is always just aren't going to cut it.
Nah.
They claim, I know a couple of years ago, there was a Bermuda that they said took shade, and then I read the literature, and it said takes more shade than Kentucky or 419.
Yeah.
And that's not the same as taking shade. And
if it says Bermuda, it does not for shade, so I don't care what people say about it. And even fescue, too much shade for it, too, can be a problem. There's certain places you just can't have grass, unfortunately. And big trees are big, beautiful trees, and I'd say leave them and just put some mulch under them.
And be done with it. Don't even try.
Steve will say some shade plants maybe and put around there. And they do a little design. And
got some gorgeous hostas right now. The bigger ones don't seem to get eaten by the deer as bad as the smaller ones. So we got some that get 4.5 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
Huge leaves
on
them.
Man, that's something else.
They're kind of neat. I like the big ones, but I don't know. We're still selling some stuff. But like I say, our foot traffic slowed down quite a bit. But
well, people are getting ready this end of the summer. If they did take any vacations, they're taking it and getting ready for school. And I don't know what kind of school we're having, but I guess parents are getting ready to be a teacher. Some of them. Again, so
I can't
school's gonna be back in at home, part at home, part at school. So
I can't keep up with it. And don't even try. That's not my job description.
Trying to get organized for that. I think that really don't start to September, but I know some people are taking some last minute vacations if they can. And
the problem right now, and I guess you got the same problem, is all this shutdown that happened 3 months ago or 4 months ago. It's getting kind of tough to get certain materials.
It's catching up, yeah.
The plants have been a problem for a while, mainly supply and demand and all that. But, you know, if we sell a job now, you better go ahead and order your materials and have them on hand, because a month from now you might not be able to get them.
Yeah. You know? That's our sod. It hadn't been a problem with sod, but if you want to do a paver patio or wall or something like that, or our furniture that we're ordering from the Amish, it's been hard to get. When I order the block, I ordered about 200 pallets the last month just to come to my store, and I've only gotten probably 40, but they're just continually making it. They just have to catch up, you know, dig their way out. Eventually they'll catch back up, but some things won't. Some things were out. And I know my furniture guy, one or two of the colors that he has, he's having a hard time finding, which that's just strange. But, I mean, that's just one of those things that you're out of, you know.
You would never believe it, but we actually had a backpack blower blow up. I mean, it was old and finally gave up the ghost. So we had another piece of equipment up at the store getting worked on. Mm-hmm. And she gave me a price on it, and I said, okay, well, we'll take it. Well, the problem is we don't have any. Mm-hmm. I said, you don't have blowers in the summertime? Yeah. She said, we've been out for 6 weeks.
Yeah, I heard that Steel had, an outbreak of the COVID in their warehouse somewhere, and they shut down, so now the production of all the weed eaters and blowers and all are behind. So
I went up there to pick up a piece of equipment they were working on, and there was not a weed eater or chainsaw or blower in the entire store.
I talked
store.
To a landscaper nothing. Yesterday. He said, there was nothing in there.
So I asked him, I said, when can I get this blower? He said, well, I think he said 40 ordered. And he'd been ordered so many a week and he wasn't getting them. And he said, the steel man just left here. And I saw him, and he said, he was saying it was more the plants that make the parts had to shut down. Not the assembly plants. They had to lay them off at the assembly plants because they couldn't get the parts to make them.
It wouldn't take but one $5 part to mess up the whole thing.
That's basically what the man said. It wasn't, a $500 blower, but that $5 part messed everything.
If any of y'all work with machinery and all, you've had your machinery down for a minute amount of money, a little part, a piece of plastic or something can keep it from running. So
the good part was she called me a week later and said, we just got some in. Your name's on the first one. I said, okay. I guess it pays to buy $5,000 worth of equipment.
It pays to be Steve Crump.
Well, it used to. Not like it used to. Back in the day, I was famous.
Back when you had billboards.
Now I'm an afterthought. And my buddy used to say in college that I was a legend in my own mind.
There you go.
But it's going to all come out. They come out in the wash. If wash day ever comes, as my grandmother used to say. So, but it's are y'all having any trouble? Well, y'all got your own trucks.
Yeah, we got our own trucks. Yeah. Now, it's hard. Obviously, it's always hard to find drivers, and we've been going through some drivers and stuff. But we have our own trucking company that hauls our sod, and that's kind of nice. So
you're not really dependent.
But we always look for it. Sometimes we need outside drivers, and we've rounded up a few of those. And when you're super busy, you can never find enough trucks, I guess. But
you don't need to go find somebody to haul a load, but you plan.
The poor guys at a farm, they can only cut so much sod. I mean, you got to figure out how much you can actually just sell in one day.
Well, the problem down there is awful sandy soil. Mm-hmm. And if it pours, they can't cut for maybe a few hours because it drains pretty quick.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, down there, if it rained up here, it would be a different story. But it's
our mom and dad lived before they moved up here. After my dad retired, they lived in Hartsville, South Carolina. And Tommy and I went down there. We were landscaping their front and backyard, and a rain came. It flooded. It was a foot of water in the front yard. It was a mess. 2 hours later, as dry as a bone, we were back out tilling the ground. Up here, we'd be down for 3 weeks.
Wasn't that nice ground to till and dig in down there? Mm-hmm. That sand, just put that shovel in the ground and push it down in there.
Didn't even need a tiller.
Boy, this ground can be difficult to play in up here.
It can be that. Okay, I thought I heard the music. So
here we go again.
We're going to pay the bills and take a quick break, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bed.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We are your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For over 40 years, we've been growing quality landscape plants climatized for the York County area. From perennials and ground covers to trees and shrubs, we grow the finest quality available.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1. You're home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump with David Rector.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. As I said earlier, we're 8:30 to 9 on Saturday mornings, and hopefully Mr. Rector will be in town now for a little while since he's done his world
travels.
Yeah,
I'll calm down. I have to come back to town and make some money now.
Oregon, and, well, 1 week you played golf. How did that tournament turn out anyway?
It was good. Yeah, we had you couldn't have but 12 teams, and it was for the sheriff's department, raised some money for them, and it was nice. That was two weeks ago, I guess.
Did you play in Snuffy Bailey's tournament?
He hadn't had it yet.
He's having it in September, October.
Snuffy Bailey listens. He's a loyal listener to the Gardener's Bench, and his tournament is September the 12th right now at Waterford Golf Course.
Back when I played golf, I played in it before I got old and decrepit and couldn't do it anymore.
Look up snuffybailey.com. Probably he's on there, probably.
Well, his name's David.
I know.
He used to be our next-door neighbor over at Farmington Hills when Rhonda and I first got married.
I'm sorry.
Well, we were there before he got there. He got there a couple years later, but
Good old dude.
He's a lot of fun.
He's my buddy.
Back then, he was able to play softball, but I don't know if he's able to do that.
Just sticks to golf now. Me and him play every Wednesday in a little dogfight thing at Waterford. It's fun. We got wet this past week. Strangest thing out there, every week, Waterford's near 77 there, and – every week we're out there, it thunders, and you can hear it all the way around you. It was really funny. And then last Wednesday, it finally came in there.
It finally caught up with you.
Yeah. Caught up, yeah.
Yeah. What's the one over in Fort Mill, the newer one?
Springfield.
Mm-hmm. It hadn't opened long, and he went to work there part-time so he could mm-hmm. play golf. And
yeah.
He took me over there one weekday, and we played, and if it hadn't been for him, I'd never finish that golf course. Half the time, I was lined up to the wrong flag and everything else.
That's pretty hilly over there, too. It's funny.
It's very hilly, and some of them holes are long.
Yeah, they are.
But he's a pretty good golfer, but he's a pretty good all-around athlete anyway. Mm. So anyway, you got a big week planned.
Big week planned. Yeah, we got a lot of sides still in the books. If you, I know we've gone over this before, but I still get people come in and just walk in and want to buy a side. But the best way to do it is just call and order 803-327-8686. And even if it's one piece a side or pallets or whatever, you know, we'll get it for you. The smaller amount doesn't matter. The large amount is always welcome, but any amount you want. We're not cutting any fescue sod now until probably late September. It's just too hot to cut that, transport it, and have success with it. I mean, we could do it, but it's it'd be just me taking money and going home, and you'd be disappointed. So
it'd be real tough.
I'd rather not do it right now. And
as hot as it is, it'd be real tough.
And I think if you got fescue, I would just get your yard ready for fall and get ready for aerating seed. And we do have an aerator to rent there at the store if you need one. I know several places in the town rent them, but we do rent them, and probably any time. I used to say September 15th is what I used to go by. You know, you used to do them in August. But
yeah, in the old days, we did it August 15th.
I know a lot of people in Charlotte.
Lately, it's gotten closer to October.
Yeah, and people, we wait and wait now, and then all of a sudden it gets cold. So you have to just pick a time and do it. And
the problem with overseeding fescue too late in the year, though, is the leaves fall.
Yeah, you don't get it. If you do have a lot of trees and leaves and all, you should probably make Labor Day, since Labor Day is about working, I guess, but not anymore. But it's labor, so
we never take Labor Day. Yeah. So,
we're off Labor
Day.
That was
a northern holiday. We didn't do that in the south.
Well, we'll welcome everybody here. I'll take it.
That was a Union holiday. So.
Maybe my last holiday before Thanksgiving, I guess. So that'll be all right. Yeah, but if you do have a lot of trees with leaves and stuff, you need to aerate sooner than later, probably 1st of September. And
it's kind of weird.
Get that seed down.
Old days in the north, they took Memorial Day. In the south, they took Easter. So, yeah.
Well, that was their summer, Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Yeah, I've been to Ohio, and I went up there, and it was kind of chilly in May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Thanksgiving, it was snowing.
I tell you, I'm looking forward to wearing a long-sleeve T-shirt and sitting on the back porch in some cool weather. And it's been hot this year, but it hadn't been. It got hot later, but just August is always a time when I'm ready to. I want to put some jeans on, long sleeve T-shirt, getting a cool evening.
I just enjoy every day. It's got good. Good and bad. Just thankful to be here. Sell you some plants.
Yeah.
Yeah,
y'all still open on Saturday, right?
9 to 3.
Open now.
Yeah. In the last 15 years or so, we closed on Saturdays in July and August, but things were going so good, we decided to stay open. And 4 out of 5, we've had real good days on, so we'll see what the day brings.
Yeah.
And we get a lot of people that can't come during the week, come out and walk around.
Everybody can't come from Monday through Friday.
That's
8 to 5.
Well, it seems like more of them can now because nobody's really working a regular schedule except the three of us. But and we just work all the time. Okay, there's the break, and we'll be right back to finish up this rendition of the Gardener's Bench.
Bogard makes pool care a cinch with simple systems broken down into 3 easy steps.
This is Barrett Elder. Following our simple program, you can sanitize and kill bacteria and destroy contaminants using algicide to stop the algae.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Unlike garden centers, we're an actual growing nursery that sells plants to the public. Over 80% of our plants are grown right here at our Museum Road location. Come check us out at Rolling Hills today.
329-1080.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. It's been a very good show today, I think. We're kind of getting back in the groove since you've been gone so long. You know, got to get. And I do want to thank Sarah for coming last week, but that she did an awesome job and really took care of
us. She likes to come talk to you.
And Paul the week before. Yeah. And
I appreciate them that filling in.
Very well. And the one thing I wanted to bring up now, either it is August, keep an eye out because we have seen some interesting little critters floating around this year. And I just had one we'd never seen before identified a couple of weeks ago. And it's a red-headed flea beetle. And a little thing will jump 3 feet. I mean, it's just bounces. And
athletic.
But they'll do a lot of damage in a hurry. They like to eat.
And I've had some people bring up they had army worms, too. So if you have a little worm, brown worm with a line, it kind of has a V on top of the head, that's an army worm that likes to eat foliage and grass and stuff. And so
it's kind of late on army worms, isn't it?
You never know. I mean, they just can pop up here.
I guess
here
it's all the rain.
Everything else is late, too, so why would they be on time?
Usually army worms, it's usually June.
And they're very easy to get rid of. We have a product spray or granular bifenthrin, and that kills a lot of bad insects and all kind of stuff. So it's all-around chemical.
This flea beetle I'm talking about, what they're recommending on it now is just good old Liquid 7.
Oh, really?
You know, you don't usually find the most expensive stuff in the world for you to treat it with. This is
we have some 7 dust there at our store.
The dust or the liquid, either one.
They used to be all cure for
I put out a bunch of it in my lifetime, and I still got the spreaders to put it out with.
Yeah.
And used it 15 years, but I got it.
The dust.
We found a bag of it the other day. There's no telling how long it's been.
You should dispose properly of that.
Still works.
Yeah. I hear you.
We've got some stuff we've had too long we're trying to use up. But it's real hard sometimes to use the old stuff and not.
Yeah, that's a good advice to people at home too. Go ahead and use what you got.
Don't just dump it.
Dispose of it properly.
And whatever the label says on the container, do that with the container. Usually triple rinse and poke holes in it and all that jazz.
But you can take it to one of the collection sites in York County. They have little areas for all kind of different things. So.
Usually they have a day set up where you bring your old pesticides and stuff, but I guess with the virus they didn't do that this year. But that's something the state does, and that's usually a good way to get rid of them. That after being the original containers and all that junk, you can't just have it in a bag and walk up there and hand it to them. they want to know what it is. But as we said before, any pesticides, and it doesn't matter, it's time to go. See you next week. Why?
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.